Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here comes Blake Proud. He can really gather a crowd. Don't look down upon him. Because I lost it. No. Oh, the start was so strong. And then I let it go. Oh, I had one opportunity.
Keep
one
it
chance.
Simple, silly.
And I let it slip.
Do you know why? Because you can't beat what I did last week.
I don't remember what you did last week.
Stepped up the game. Oh, how could you forget?
Ring a ding ding. I mean, ring a
ding ding. Anyway, hello, Blake. Blake Proud is here. Good morning, Blake. How
Good
are you,
morning,
sir?
Good family. How are we?
Splendid.
Excellent.
Splendid.
Splendid. The family is splendid also.
You enjoying the cooler weather?
I love the cooler weather.
Yeah.
I have like 700 jackets.
And
after during summer, I get the little the vacuum sealing bags.
Oh, yeah.
So there's like jacket hanging ones. So I get all my jumpers out and I vacuum seal them. And this is the time of the year I get the bags open. It's like,
repuff
them all up. And yeah,
it's
love
like
it.
Getting a new delivery every year and go, wow, I forgot I had that. How exciting. Yeah. That's a great
so
way.
Mate, tracksuit
so
pants
good.
Are my happy place.
I wore track pants a lot last week when I was at home. Mm. I'm normally a jeans guy every day, home or not. But I was like you know what? I'm in ISO. I'm wearing trackies.
A secure cocoon for your legs.
Oh, so comfy. Comfy. You know what also I did the other day, speaking of winter, is I had my trackies on, and then it's like my first day out. I had to go to the shops, and so I was still wearing my trackies, and I put on my black hoodie to go with it. I was like, I'm wearing a full tracksuit.
Hey,
it's official.
If the Kardashians can do it, you can do it.
Exactly. LEG of Golden Bay. There
GB
you go.
Yeah. All day, isn't it?
So, what have we got for today?
Well, I've been on a bit of a diet, just trying to lose, getting a bit of a dad
oh, Blake,
bod now.
You don't
oh,
need
stop
Blake.
It.
So, I have this
got a great
happy
trainer.
Place.
I've heard.
I've heard. Might have to hit him up for some free sessions, right? And so I'm just trying to get my dad bod back in shape. I've got a happy place. I've had two knee reconstructions. I've got a herniated disc in my neck. So, I have to manage my weight. And
right.
I have a point where everything starts to hurt.
Okay.
And then I need to bring it back. So,
okay.
So I've been eating a keto diet, which is extremely difficult because you're basically cutting out all of the delicious things that are called carbohydrates.
So basically, when you boil it down, keto is just basically that. You don't have carbs.
So you have minimum. So it's roughly about 5 grams maximum per serving. I think 20 grams per day is kind of like a guideline.
Carbs. That's carbs. Not very much, is it?
It's not.
No, okay.
So, and I'm normally like an eggs on toast guy in the morning. So I will go back to that. So
that's
this is just like something that I do intermittently to get back to where I need to be.
Right.
And then I just go back to eating everything again.
Yep.
Okay. So have you been experimenting, exploring some new recipes to keep you motivated?
Because I have a really, when I do diets, the one thing I crave the most is carbs. When you're not eating carbs,
and
it's all you want.
Especially this time of the year. Like going into doing it now.
Yep.
When it's warm and you just you want comfort food and carbs seem to be the thing that people
and I've been
go for.
Craving sugar as well, sugary
right.
things like chocolate. So I've come up with a little snackaroony today.
Okay.
That normally you would look at and be like, wow, that's just full of carbs, full of sugar, super unhealthy. And I've kind of flipped the script.
Are you? Hang on, Blake. Mm. Blake, whoa. Are you telling me that you've created a healthy dessert?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I have.
All right. All right. Okay. Okay. Look.
Okay,
we've got two questions before we go.
Yes.
One. This is from Emma. Nope. Sorry. This one is from Michelle. Mm. Hi, Blake. If you can't eat garlic or onion, what ideas to flavor food?
I would do like a bone broth. So chicken bone broth, beef bone broth, a bit of salt, and just use that as like your stock or your base. That's what I would do.
Oh, that's good.
Salt.
So add the deep.
Super good
deep.
For you. It sounds like she might be FODMAP.
Okay.
Doing a FODMAP diet. So bone broth is like the best thing to have in FODMAP diets.
Yeah, bone broth is like all the rage at the moment as well.
So
all the influencers. All the influencers love a bit of bone broth.
Mate, you have to.
Oh, yummy.
Hashtag bone broth.
Also got one from Tegan here. Morning, guys. Does Chef Blake have a favourite risotto recipe?
Ooh. So absolutely hate risotto. It's a dish that got us eliminated on my kitchen.
Okay, moving on.
Next question.
Moving on. This is not a question, just a point. Emma in Cloverdale. My 7-year-old lives for the Blake Proud intro every week. Always makes us smile. Oh, sorry, that's for me, not you. Okay, anyway.
You know what? We should get like a montage of kids singing it.
That
would
be should.
Awesome. We should.
We'll
right
be
back.
Here comes Blake Proud. He really gathers a crowd. He'll make it get loud and turn your brain into a mushroom cloud. Yes!
You even got food into that one. Yeah,
yes,
wow.
Yes, yes.
You had to fix up the one you messed up.
That was much better.
Literally marching around the studio a successful...
That's for your kids, Emma. You're welcome. All right. Anyway.
Okay, so you haven't actually let the family know what little treaty treat you've made that's got keto written all over it.
Yeah, we already
let's
ate
just
it.
Dive.
Yeah. Just a disclosure, we've eaten it.
Didn't last long. So it's waffles.
Waffles.
And I was in America in 2011, and that's where my obsession for waffles started. I love waffles and maple syrup and fried chicken on top and bacon on top.
Stop it.
And
just stop it.
All that stuff.
One of the best comedians in history, Mitch Hedberg, said it best. He said, waffles are pancakes, but with a syrup trap.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's basically what they are. So they're pretty,
but they're
pretty similar to make.
Crunchy too. And the texture makes them so much nicer as
it
well,
does,
I reckon.
So the issue is, I guess, if you don't have a waffle maker at home, it's hard to make them. But you can get them from the shops. But you can't get these ones.
Oh, okay. Okay. So tell us, what makes them so healthy?
So I basically eliminated 99% of carbs from it. Instead of using a flour, we're using blanched almond flour.
Oh.
Instead of a plain flour.
Blanched almond flour. Now, can you buy that just from most stores these days?
So you can. Most major grocery stores should have a form of almond flour. Mm-hmm. Unblanched, you'll probably have to try and find a bit of a health food specialist.
Okay.
And then instead of using maple syrup, you can actually get... Now, food technology is really good these days. So we have a... basically no added sugar maple flavored syrup that's been sweetened with monk fruit.
Which is
becoming super popular. It's a sweet fruit that doesn't have carbs in it.
Interesting. Can I look at this?
Monk fruit. I have heard of monk fruit.
So it's kind of like a stevia
alternative
to sweetener. So,
and we tested it for your family, and it was phenomenal. It tastes exactly like
vegan
maple syrup.
Friendly. That's good, Kirsty. That's good for you, mate.
So it's super easy. It's 3 eggs, a tablespoon of vanilla essence, a teaspoon of artificial sweetener. So I use stevia normally. A teaspoon of the sugar-free maple-flavored syrup, half a cup of milk, 2 cups of blanched almond flour, a pinch of sea salt, a teaspoon of baking powder, and that's pretty much it. You blend that all together. A little bit of oil for your waffle iron.
Yep.
And then away you go.
How long do you normally cook? How long would that... Is that going to cook as long or does
it
take longer?
4 to 5 minutes. It really depends on the waffle iron that you've got. So you'd have to refer to the instruction manual for whatever one you're using. But you can get a lot of toasted sandwich presses now come with removable plates. So you just go get a toasted sandwich press with the removable plates. You just get the waffle ones for about $30.
What?
And away you go.
We've got an old school one, my mother-in-law's, from when my husband used to have waffles. And we've got that. It's still going strong.
It's going strong. They make them like they used to.
Yeah. Oh, Audrey said, Dan, please don't sing. Oh, that's sad.
So who said that? Audrey? Hey, Audrey, you come down here and say that.
Audrey,
right?
You need to come up with one then.
Yeah.
Call us up and sing
is this
Blake
Audrey,
Pratt song.
Leon, is this the same Audrey with the Star Wars?
Yes. Yes.
Is that the same Audrey? Yes. Audrey, I don't listen to your opinions. I'm sorry. I love you, Audrey, but
love
hey.
Love you, Audrey. That is amazing. And family, that really was. Tasted like all the
good.
Goodness.
That was
got
delightful.
The eggs
but
there,
it was goodness.
So it's packed full of protein, good
so
fats,
good.
And it's like fills you up as well. So it's not empty calories. There's still some really good fats and proteins in there as well. Mm. So. Chuck an egg and bacon on top of that as well.
Oh, stop it. Stop
almond
it.
Basically, not almond meal because you need to blend it even finer.
Yeah, you want the flour.
Flour, almond, waffles with no carbs. Yummy, yum.
Michelle message. Thanks, Blake. Now to search for a good bone broth recipe.
If you want to make a good bone broth,
get
a pressure cooker. They are the absolute best.
Okay.
So to get a really good bone broth, you'd probably boil bones for about, 12 to 24 hours you'd probably want to do it for to really break down the bone structure.
Okay.
With a pressure cooker, you can do that in about 4 to 5 hours to
science.
The point where you almost want the bones to be like a chalk. So once you get them out, they'll almost just completely fall apart.
Okay.
It's got all the nutrients out of the bone. It's got all the marrow out of the bone. So get a pressure cooker.
Mm. All right.
A bunch of bones in water, a little bit of salt. That's it. Put it in the pressure cooker. And
it's that easy.
Put it away.
It's
and that's
easy.
All you need.
That's all you do.
Bam. Blake, thank you, sir, for
awesome.
All the
we
wisdom.
Will be, well, we'll see you next week.
You will.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.